Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to, I guess, the first recording, because I think we've already released one episode of Activists Around the World because we did a review, but it's okay. So the first recording of Activists Around the World in 2023, yes, we're here, we've arrived. and we kind of wanted to do a follow-up episode on some of the activists we have already talked about in the past. So we're kind of bringing it back. Yes, we're doing some more reviews, but it's not a review as much as what are they doing now type of episode. So hold tight. Let me go ahead and prepare you. Not all the updates are good, but I feel like it's still important to know. Just because it's not a great update doesn't mean we need to ignore it or we can't ignore it, especially for highlighting them for their works. And then there may be things that diminishes that. We need to acknowledge that. People make mistakes, things change. So yeah, just a heads up. And also, this is going to be a two-parter because we've got a few that we wanted to talk about their work. So yeah, hang tight with us.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So let's start it off with Indigenous activist Sonia Guajajara, who we first talked about in 2021. Guajajara has been working with her Indigenous community in Eraiboa in Maranhão, the village in the Amazon rainforest. Sorry if I butchered that. Yeah, no, I'm trying to get through it. And for a quick review, Guajajara has been working for the rights of the indigenous people as well as for the protection of the Amazon rainforest, which included her creating a documentary titled Maraca Indigenous Emergency, which accused the government, which was under the leadership of President Bolsonaro at the time, of neglecting and even harming the indigenous people, which brought her under the scrutiny and harassment from the government. And also as a side note, she was on the ticket for vice president of Brazil in 2018 with Boulos, but did not win the election. So she's been trying to be a part of the politics. And if you've been paying attention recently, Brazil's presidential election has been a trending topic as the previous president, Bolsonaro, lost to the newly inaugurated president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. And with the support of indigenous activists like Guajajara, Silva has been able to push forward in taking office. And she's been making political moves herself. In October of 2022, Guajajara was elected as the first federal indigenous lawmaker from Sao Paulo under the Socialism and Liberty Party. And by the way, she won with the highest number of votes in the history of Brazil. But not only that, just recently, Guajajara has been appointed by President Lula as Minister of Indigenous Peoples. And upon being appointed, she said, "I feel very honored and happy with the appointment of minister. More than a personal achievement, this is a collective achievement of Indigenous Peoples, a historic moment for the principle of reparations in Brazil. The creation of the ministry is confirmation of the commitment that Lula assumes with us." And We just want to say congratulations to Minister Guajajara and her amazing works. And we're so excited to see what she will continue to do for her community.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And then we have Samaya Faruqi. Faruqi is the young woman who, with her team of all girls from Afghanistan, created a prototype ventilator made up of spare car parts and a lot of ingenuity. The prototype was able to run on battery power, making it more affordable for those in need. Today, Faruqi is now attending Missouri University of Science and Technology, and though she should be focusing on her education and growth, Faruqi has stepped up as an ambassador for the women and girls of her home country in Afghanistan. Faruqi left Afghanistan as the Islamist Taliban extremist group took control and power of that country, and since then, the extreme conditions and laws have restricted the education of young women and girls in the country beyond the sixth grade as of December of 2022. With the rise of the Taliban, restrictions on women's rights and education has been tighter as they remain in power. Originally, they said that women would be able to attend school and universities, but slowly they restricted the level of education and have now restricted it. Education past the sixth grade for girls and women. Faruqi and her robotics team left due to those types of restrictions. In September of 2022, Faruqi implored the UN to protect the rights and education of the women in Afghanistan. In her speech, she said, "Show your solidarity with me and millions of Afghan girls. You must work together to demand the reopening of girls' schools and the protection of our rights. Fund our education system in Afghanistan. Critical resources are needed to make sure that children can still learn even as the crisis continues." And finally, to all the countries who have welcomed Afghans to resettle in your countries, give all children access to free, safe, and quality education, regardless of status. If Afghan girls deserve the right to education, do not let me and my Afghan sisters become victims of global politics. Do not let our country become a cemetery of our dreams and goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's been traveling, I believe, a lot more recently and even did speech at her school. So I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more from her.
Yeah. And since arriving to the United States, Faruqi has been working as an advocate for the young women and girls of Afghanistan. And yeah, speaking up about it. And as you said, I'm sure there'll be another update in the future.
And next, we wanted to talk about the controversy of Ruby Corrado. Ruby Corrado, just as a review, is a trans survivor from El Salvador. And in 2012, Corrado started the Casa Ruby, which was a resource for the LGBTQ plus community for housing and services around D.C. She had been applauded for her work and continued advocacy for the trans and queer communities around the world and seemed to be doing well with the organization. Unfortunately, reports have come out about Corrado allegedly diverting funds and resources from her organizations to her own personal accounts. According to the allegations written by the Washington Post, quote, Corrado allegedly set up bank accounts for the firms and between 2019 and 2022, withdrew more than $100,000 and transferred more than $400,000 into personal bank accounts in El Salvador without authorization from Casa Ruby's board of directors. In July of 2022, the D.C. Attorney General filed a civil complaint in the D.C. Superior Court with the allegations of violating the city's Nonprofit Corporations Act. The organization had been successfully getting grants estimated around $9.6 million. And after several incidents, including Corrado's salary being raised to $260,000 in 2020, the organization was denied a renewal from the D.C. Department of Human Services in 2021, which was one of the larger grants for that nonprofit. At that time, Corrado stepped down from Casa Ruby and the nonprofit shut down completely in July of 2022. So on top of all of these allegations, Corrado has also been accused of violating wage laws. It's alleged that Corrado was paying less than minimum wage and oftentimes not paying the workers the entirety of their wages earned. And in December of 2022, Corrado spoke with Washington Blade News and said, "This is persecution. At the end of the day, I'm interested in people knowing all these things because I am a human rights activist and what is happening to Ruby Corrado should be an alarm for any human rights defender." So I'm not really sure where the case is at. I believe she is still in El Salvador at this point. At one point from July to, I think, just recently, they couldn't find her. And they finally were able to reach her. there has been a lot of amendments to this allegation, adding new charges. So we'll see what happens. But as of today, Casa Ruby does not exist. It makes me really sad because it's lost a lot for its intent. And losing a resource like that, which was held as something amazing and new, to see it fall apart is really sad, especially for those who could have used this type of help. Again, we don't know what exactly happened. There's a lot of allegations that we won't know probably for a little while. And so we'll keep an eye out. But we definitely needed to report it because we did talk about her amazing works. And I don't think it should diminish what she went through and her original intent. Mm-hmm. I don't think it should diminish that. But we have to acknowledge when things fall apart, people have to be held accountable.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So we'll be keeping an eye on that as well. And listeners, you can keep an eye out for some more of our updates in the part two of this episode and also for future segments. If you have any ideas who we should highlight, please let us know. You can email us at stephanieatmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffIVeNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Oh, thank you, Christina. And I am so sorry.
We often apologize. Poor Christina. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.